life.
You can't withdraw.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just kill it then in committee?
Oh, I was going to definitely want to do that.
If I have it.
All right, we're going to call the Appropriations Committee meeting back to order. The time is 1:04. Okay. 1:04. All right, thank you. Is everybody online able to hear us? Clerk? Okay. Thank you. If the committee's okay, I'd like to just clean up our agenda and get out what we can. Congresswoman Stabler, are you okay with discussing MONCA 23-27, an act to authorize the amount of $700,000 to the LLC for fencing at the heliport?
I am.
Okay, I'll turn it over to you, ma'am.
Okay, it was mentioned earlier, I think it's already part of the reduction, but at this time, I'd like to, I'm looking for the number, postpone ONCA 2327 indefinitely.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to postpone indefinitely. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Thank you. And then we wanted to, let me go back, sorry. Are you ready to talk about 23-108, Congresswoman Stabler, that CC APECA?
Yes, I can. Chair 23-108 was a collective of grants that go straight to CC APECA. Well, that's it. It's a collection of non-tribal dollars, and there's a little bit of tribal match in there, but basically it's all non-tribal grant funds.
And did we include that, Jordan, in our balance?
Jordan is not here.
Oh, is he not here?
We did discuss it and review it in health.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's picked up. Let me look. I'm not actually seeing a tribal appropriation in these non-tribal budgets, so I'm seeing restricted revenue, non-tribal, and then a little bit of program income, which is the $15,000.
Okay, then should we take the tribal out?
I don't see any tribal.
I was thinking there was one or two that had some tribal on it, but that's okay if it's not there.
Okay.
Should we strike it, or does it matter?
Committee, any questions about the $15,000 is the Southern Plains Tribal Health Board. And it looks like it's showing that it would be revenue coming in, and then they're applying it to their operations expense and IDC. But other than that, I don't have any questions. If the committee have any questions regarding this bill?
Not chair, I'll make a motion to report ONCA 23-108 to Congress with a due pass.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you, committee. Second speaker, are you ready to discuss 2388, an act to authorize and appropriate $50,000 to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation and the community and establish an alternate effective date?
Yes, Chair, thank you very much. Committee, as you're aware, we've already had discussion regarding this particular piece of legislation. I do have an amendment that I would like to present. I'd like to amend page one, line 25, after $50,000, insert of fiscal year 2023 funds.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. Any action? We did discuss this.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Motion to report ONCA 2388 as amended to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. 2388 will go to Congress as a due pass, as amended. Okay, I think we need to, as we move on, I know I'm jumping all over the place, but it's in. We have to, in order to get back to the big bills. These are some discussions that we have to have. I wanted to see if Congressman Maker, are you okay if we discuss 2391 right now?
I am.
Okay. So this is an act to authorize and appropriate a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $7 million to the Capital Asset Fund for the purchase of land, design, engineering, and construction of a funeral service facility within the territorial boundaries of the nation, and to establish an alternate effective date. As we kind of discussed a little bit during Jordan's presentation, there were different options, if you remember, 1, 2, and 3. In this scenario, we put the second option in, and I was just curious if, you know, Sponsor Maker, we talked about a little bit last week, if the committee was okay with, it would be an amendment to this from $7 million to $3,771,744. Goodness, I apologize. $3,771,744. And I was just wondering if the committee would like to discuss the funeral home further. And if you're okay with that amount, Sponsor Maker.
Yeah, I'd just like to quickly say before we start this discussion, we have talked about this, and I think we have not, as a body, selected one of the options yet, and I know there would be an amendment to that with that selection. So, yeah, I'm open for anything that's going to help us, you know, with our predicament. Go ahead. Yeah, that's all I had.
So, I feel like if we could get this bill out with an amendment, and we can just leave it, you know, on the floor if somebody wants to go up or down, definitely on general order day too. But I think that I would propose the second option. I think the first option was too small. Speaker?
I'm in agreement with that. I'd prefer for the amendment to be done here in this committee instead of waiting for it to go to general order day two. Just because we're sending everything here for cuts. So I think that the consensus with the entire body is that they've reviewed, they've talked, they've sent everything for the big budgets back here for this committee of jurisdiction has a better eye right now on our numbers. And so I will, if no one has an amendment ready, then I'll go and get something to start that. Does anyone have anything ready or no?
I don't have anything ready, and I apologize. I was just trying to move down the agenda. So if you'd like to get that ready. And then committee, do you guys have any comments or questions about the options. Second speaker, Shaw.
Thank you. I just have a quick question. Was it stated earlier that that there were ARPA funds?
Okay,
to take
so
care
this,
of this amount?
This is a good question, a good point that you're making. And we received the ARPA financials last week. And it looks like there's about 68 million of unspent ARPA funds right now. And as we heard from some of the folks in the cultural discussion the other day, some of them have been encumbered. But there are some that are available that I would love to have a discussion. And if we aren't able to do that today, then I think we should either Friday or next week, because there's a lot of ARPA dollars. I'll give you some while speakers getting that prepared. If you guys will let me, I'll just give you just some examples of some that Jordan and I were looking at Friday. There's, we're showing about 2 million left from the direct assistance that we sent out to our folks. That's still available. We know that they're working on Hominy Senior Housing and the Fairfax Senior Housing and the Gray Horse Rural Water and most the PRT. We know they're working on the water and sewer at Hominy, I believe. There's the Osage LLC, that Bowering at Broadband. They have been sent 500,000, but not the balance. So that leaves 1.2 there that probably needs to be discussed. Excuse me, ARPA admin has a balance of 824,000. The nation's broadband is sitting at available about 2.3 million. The water and sewer for Barnstall, that check was sent immediately, so they've received their funds. And then, of course, we still have our 8 million in the assisted living. I think the health board was working on that. The HVAC upgrade is showing a balance of 772,000. And judicial, of course, they're working on their building. The CARES continuation on the MidCon building that was purchased just has a balance of 108,000. The Butcher House flooring, it looks as though they did spend some of it, but now has a balance of 62,000. And then our congressional building for our 750 and the A&E piece. And the funeral home that we're discussing right now still it's showing a balance of 2.89 million. Looks like they've spent 109 on professional fees. So I'm assuming, Ms. Kimball, is that with, was that with the, or Teresa, is that with, well, I don't know who, you mentioned you guys worked with a company or something. Is that the 109,000 went to some professional fees? For information on the funeral home? Was that for the drawings?
Yes, so we basically had a consultant and consulting firm to assist us. And then we have our design team in which we have worked on A&E.
Okay, thank you. There's also, it looks like a balance in the ARPA financial assistance of $233,000. There's, of course, is the Hominy Chapel completed? Does anyone know?
Not completely.
It's not?
It's not complete. I think they're on phase three now.
Okay.
But it's not completed yet.
And then the Gray Horse Chapel, is that complete?
I don't know.
Madam Chair?
Hey, Casey. Good afternoon.
Definitely. Yeah, the two chapels have phases to them. So when there's left over available funds, they're adding things on that we weren't sure were going to be able to be added on. So those will most likely end up zeroing out.
Okay. And then there's a WELA Early Learning Center supplemental funding, and there looks as though no money's been spent towards that. So there's a balance of 2.8. And then we have, of course, the language program. As Braxton mentioned, he's still utilizing his funds, as well as the cultural center. And it looks like maybe the museum. And then there's some broadband IT that has a balance of 1.7. And emergency management has a balance of 72,000. So the point is, I think that we need to have this, regroup with the executive branch, because I feel like some of these funds we could utilize for their DNR request for the butcher house, harvest land, and emergency management, and some other areas where there's requests that maybe we could utilize the ARPA. Speaker?
I have a amendment for ONCA 2391. Throughout the bill, strike 7 million and insert in its place $3,228,256.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. Any action on ONCA 23-91?
Chair.
Congressman Hamilton.
Unless Congresswoman Redcorn has any questions.
Did you have a question?
No, I was just going to make a motion.
Okay.
I move to report our ONCA 2391 as amended to the floor of Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
I have discussion.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to make sure that, see if everyone else is in agreement from the committee, that since we've made the cut and have discussed that we will hold it until we get the tribal executive budget done. I don't want to pass this. I'm okay passing it out as long as we're going to halt it until we get the tribal budget out and ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. Feel good, the funeral home has passed out of committee. Okay, let's go up to ONCA 2386. It's another discussion, and this is about our building, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $8,418,930 to the CAP Asset Fund for a new legislative branch building and establish an alternate effective date. I'm the sponsor. And if you remember, we have this coming out of retained revenue. As Jordan mentioned, is Jordan in here? You want to recap on the retained revenue, sir?
Yes, ma'am. We have approximately $12.6 million in request for funding from retained revenue, with a balance in the fund of $11.1 million.
Think that we need to, so what we're waiting on, whatever Congress agrees to cap it at, then we can go and amend our contract with the A&E company, and then we can just go from there. We'll have to amend the contract, take it to CA, and then we'll have to bid it out, but we can agree to capping it at a certain amount, and then that's all we have. And then if we have to come back, then I don't know, we'll figure out what we're gonna have to do. But I think that this is the it's just a projection. It's an estimate is all I'm saying. So, any conversation with regards to our building? Second speaker, Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. I believe we had, when we discussed this previously, we discussed reducing it to 6. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yes.
I would be fine with that.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Okay. And I do, I think that's fine. And then that way we can get, if we get to a certain amount, then we can have the drawings amended. And I think we had discussed maybe having a speaker, second speaker, and then everyone else sharing an office, two to an office. And then we can see where it comes back, maybe lower. And if it's higher, then we'll go back to the drawing board and try to stay within our amount and retained revenue. So any other questions about or comments about our building? If not, speaker.
Amendment for ONCA 2386, strike $8,418,930 throughout and insert $6 million in its place.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed say no. Okay, the amendment passes. Any action to the bill? Second speaker.
Thank you, Chair. Motion to report ONCA 2386 as amended to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you, committee. Okay, we're going to have to give the clerk a little bit of time on these committee reports, but let's make sure we get them signed. Since she's the only one clerking. Hi, Benny. Okay, so there's some other things we need to discuss. Let's talk about the COLA on E, which is ONCR 2319, a resolution to approve a request for 5% cost of living adjustment for the Osage Nation merited employees for fiscal year 2024. This was discussed previously. And of course, we're interested in following the law, if you remember. And then the treasurer sent us a memo, and we discussed the rate, or he mentioned the rate of 5%. And so what we were looking for was an amount, and he indicated that it would be, you know, that we could just use the current wages. And so, Jordan, I was just wanting to know if you don't want to discuss the amount we kind of looked at with regards to this resolution.
Yes, ma'am. I sent out a fiscal analysis on the 15th. The amount that I came out with on the tribal budgets, the increase to the tribal budgets was $1,339,421. That was just $68 different than what Treasury sent down, which it's very rare that that happens, but it makes me feel good about that number. On the non-tribal side, it was $330,195 increase to the non-tribal budgets, and then it was going to lead to an increase in the IDC budgets of $354,915.
Okay, is there any questions for Jordan. Okay, so this amount is included, as he mentioned, in the request and the everything that he discussed earlier as a balance. And is that correct, Jordan?
Madam Chair, the document that I handed out this morning does not include that. So it would reduce that 7.8 remaining.
Okay, 7.8. And what was the amount of the, hold on, I'm sorry. What is the amount of the COLA again?
About 1.3 million.
Can you give me the amount again? 1.3?
1,339,421. So it would reduce that $7.8 million balance down to $6,467,677.
Okay, so that's, you know, and looking big picture, something else that we're deemed with committee is what balance do we want at the end of this session to get us through the rest of the year? And we have to keep in mind that we have to hit those that revenue. Of course, we have our gaming distribution, but I feel like we really need to keep in mind that we, in order to have a good balance, have to keep that revenue. So, not keep that revenue, but actually make that revenue. We will be amending FY24 projected revenue, and that will be discussed later. We're kind of holding on to see where we are, but we do need to discuss that today, and that's the last item. But does anybody have any comments about the COLA at this time? Second speaker.
No, I don't have any comments about the COLA. I was actually gonna ask a question about the funds remaining. So we can discuss COLA.
Well, that's fine. I feel like we need to talk about it because this is gonna, it's a cost of 1.3. million. Congresswoman Shaw?
Well, from what I've been listening to and seeing is that these are adjustments that we know we can make. I think you and Jordan did a good job of filtering through to what it is we have to make decisions on today. But I'm not as concerned about the remaining amount yet until we go through all those individual budgets and until we finish these discussions. So I have no problem kind of moving ahead.
Okay.
And see where we are, and then we can always jump back and pick up if we need to go deeper.
Okay. And also, if you guys remember, we haven't even talked about the Attorney General's section, burial assistance, the health benefit fund, the higher ed scholarship, merit, office of the principal chief, and treasury. Those sections have not been discussed in our committee yet. So we need to remember that. The rest of the sections have. Those are the sections that were sent to our committee. So we also need to keep in mind that. Do you want to move on? I just wanted you guys to know that that's an estimate on the COLA. We can move on from that, just as long as we've discussed it. So you wanna, anybody wanna postpone or table? Speaker?
I move to postpone ONCR 2319 to the call of the chair.
Second.
We have a motion, a second, any discussion? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. Okay, we also, I think, need to discuss ONCA 23-95, an act to amend the Osage Fair Minimum Wage Act at 19 ONC 2-103 to raise the minimum wage for Osage Nation employees to $15.75 an hour beginning in 2024. And Congressman Potts, are you on the call? Can someone text him? Just see if he wants to join. I guess my question in 2024, is that FY or calendar? And then Mr. Nunez, are you on the call? Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I don't think we can. Can we discuss this without the sponsor? Speaker?
Is there a co-sponsor? You can. He's already introduced it. Have we discussed this already? Or is this the first time? I think it's the second time. He's introduced it to the committee is what I'm asking. Yes. And if he has, then yes, you can discuss without him being on the call.
Okay. Okay, this is $23.95, and I believe we did discuss it. I'm trying to pull it up to get it. Answer my own question. I'm looking to see if it's, when they say beginning in 2024, that means, okay, January. Congressman Potts?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, hi, good afternoon, sir. We're gonna discuss your $23.95, and I was just clarifying when that beginning date would be, and it looks like January 1st, 2024 in your bill?
That's correct.
And what I'm looking for, and I think the committee is as well, is what the actual cost of this would be. We would have to, of course, amend it into the budgets. And so I was wondering, what do you have do you know what the cost would be? I wasn't for sure if executive was going to do a wage compression. That's been discussed. And I think, Jordan, did you have an estimated number?
Yes, Madam Chair. Initially, I figured it for a full fiscal year. And this is based on information that's 2 years old, I believe. So it may not be as accurate as I would like, but for a full fiscal year, it came out to about $120,330 in tribal funds increase. And then if you're just doing 9 months, which would be January through September, it would be about $90,248.
Okay, committee, Madam Chair. Congressman Potts?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is meant to index with ONCR 2319. Both are only a 5% increase to the wages. So as I believe we've not decided what to do with the COLA, I have said before, and I agree still, that ONCA 2395 would have the same fate as 2319, or at least that's my hope. But it's not so much that we need to worry about salary compression, especially if we're indexing it with 2319, because we're raising the top, so we're not compressing from the bottom up at this point. We would be doing both at the same time, which would be my preference. But seeing as how I believe we've held the cost of living adjustment, I would also make a motion to postpone ONCA 2395 to the call of the chair.
Okay, we have a motion and is there a second? Committee?
Second for discussion.
We have a motion and a second discussion. Second speaker.
Thank you, Chair. So I somewhat wanted to hear from our HR director before we postponed it, but we can certainly do that later. That's why I didn't jump in with the second more quickly.
Okay, Congressman Potts.
Madam Chair, I'm happy to withdraw, but my understanding is it's going to be covered essentially in the discussions from ONCR 2319. These bills, or both of these, one, the resolution in this bill, would just be the 5% increase. So if the HR director's here, happy to hear, but certainly okay with postponing as well.
Okay, you want to withdraw your motion?
Certainly.
I'll entertain a motion to I can't entertain that. Congressman Potts, are you going to withdraw your motion? If so, do so we can get a second so we can hear from the HR director.
I said I'm fine with that.
Okay, so you've withdrawn your motion?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Nunez, are you on the call?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. You want to talk a little bit about the COLA and the minimum wage?
To be transparent, I believe that Tyler McIntosh has taken the lead. I can speak to it on an HR standpoint, and I'm in agreeance with Congressman Potts when it comes to both occurring at the same time to allow no compression. It allows us really to benefit all levels of the min, mid, and max of all job grades. So that's all the comment I really have at the moment. I can answer any questions that anyone has to my best ability.
Okay, so is there, as the HR director, are you guys going to use a wage compression or, so say this gets passed out of committee and out from Congress on the, we'll talk about the minimum wage, then you're going to literally go to the employees that are paid under 1575, and then you'll have the directors create a PAF to increase their wage to 1575?
That is correct, and the implementation execution through PAYCOM is fairly simple on that.
Okay, and so just those that are under the 1575?
At this moment, correct.
Okay. Committee, have any other questions? Okay, well, when speaking to Mr. McIntosh, I think he was relying on you, so... that's good. Yeah, you guys are working together.
Yeah, we have discussed, and there are multiple options when it comes to the compression. And that's really where we wanted the clarification on that, these two passings, because we can take a different direction and make it based off of grade level, based off of a certain amount, and also based off of currently just the standings of those under 1575. So we are working together. I have presented him quite a few options for consideration and discussion.
Okay, you want to talk about some of the options that you have?
Yeah, I can go into length. The first option was discussing a true compression based on the min, mid, max where individuals land. And since that change will occur to the 5%, the min and the max will expand, allowing us to kind of have a little bit more play when it comes to the compression. That's probably the simplest option. It's been the option that I've seen work best in the private sector. And that's where we're trying to lean towards. The other is establishing a true pay grade based off of experience, transferable as well as length of service, allowing us to make the compression based on tangible items such as those. pulling individuals' links of service, making sure that it is appropriate, matching any documentation that we may have. That one is very difficult to do and takes quite a bit of time when it comes to reviewing each individual team member. However, it is the most exact way of kind of controlling that amount that we're spending on the compression. And then the last one is not my favorite, but it's simply starting from the top or from the bottom on up and giving the same percentage across the board for those individuals. Sometimes we cap that based off of position. So if you're a director or secretary above, then you may not receive that compression due to the fact that you are earning already a good wage. So those are the three options that I presented to Tyler and his team. And we're back and forth in conversation. I think it's going in the right direction.
Okay, committee, you have any questions for the HR director? Congressman Potts, do you have any other comments that you would like to make, or?
I do not.
Okay. Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to postpone ONCA 23-95.
So moved. Second. Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. Okay. Congressman Big Horse, let's discuss ONCA 23-107, which is an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Police Department, the Explorer Program for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $63,950 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think we have Chief Williams on the line, but before I turn it over to him, I would like to say that this is an important program coming out of law enforcement, a little bit of a law enforcement background. It's really hard to find people that are equipped to seek these kind of positions. And this Explorer program kind of introduces our youth to that profession. And I don't know how the rest of you feel, but I certainly would like to see as many young Osages applying for these positions in the near future. So with that being said, I'll turn this over to Secretary Williams.
Mr. Williams, are you on the call? I don't think I see him at this time. Is he unmuted? Nick?
Hey, you're on, man. Oh, okay. He's on, but we're not hearing him. Not on the Zoom.
That's
say, just put them on speaker.
Just on the phone.
Just put him on speaker, Scott. Put him on speaker.
Grab that microphone.
Okay, go ahead and speak.
Okay, I don't know what's going on with my computer.
Mute his computer.
Okay, Nick, can you mute your computer?
Okay, good.
Okay.
You have a big echo, Nick. So either you can use your phone or your computer, one or the other, but don't do both.
That's better.
Got out of the.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate y'all's time and bearing with me through this little technical difficulty.
It's okay.
But, you know, Congressman Big Horse was kind of hitting the highlights of our Explorer program, which we were wanting to do. From the PD, we are doing this as a collaborative effort with our Osage Nation Prevention Group, and we are still trying to include POSCA PD, but I don't know if that will take effect further. And what this is going to do is we want to reach out to our youth. You know, there's a lot of talk amongst youth, so nothing to do, and, you know, just trying to get something started to help them. Our team here has put a lot of steps in already to include getting an international charter number, and the international charter number is post 1906, and it's the only Osage post in the international world. This Explorer program has a curriculum to it, so there's so much community service hours needed. There's a GPA that'll be needed. There's other things that will go with it. There's career opportunities or scholarships involved down the road, helping life skills. We would like to do this here in Pawhuska starting, but in the future, branch out to hit all of our community and schools. And hopefully just have one gigantic post with a lot of our Native kids to give them, a direction in life. And what I mean by that is there's so many things that this program could open, from law enforcement, and, you know, if they don't choose criminal justice, there's other worlds out there to include government service. There's include all the way up to aviation world. And I think it's an opportunity for us as a nation and as your tribal law to have a better PR and communication with your community out there and with our kids out there to kind of help present a mentorship and all that. And it's not exclusive just to law enforcement. You know, we have an advisory board, which anybody adult age that wants to be in it, is interested in it, could be an advisor. There is a background and there is a test that has to be done, and a lot of this will be chartered through the Boy Scouts, but it will not be the Boy Scouts, if that makes sense.
Okay, any questions for Director Secretary Williams? Okay. Thank you, Nick. We appreciate you jumping on the call and giving us a better explanation of your program.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Allowing me this time.
And thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Okay. Committee. So the way I'm looking at this stuff is what bills are included in Jordan's balance and which ones are not. Okay, as we move forward, I just want you to know that what is not included in his balance is the COLA, minimum wage, the health benefit increase, and the higher ed benefit increase. This Explorer program is included in the balance.
that would give us the 7.8 million after everything's said and done. But again, we haven't went through all of the budgets and the big bills, so, or all the sections. So it's up to you, committee, what you'd like to do.
Chair.
Second speaker.
So it, and I'm looking at Jordan's report, which is wonderful, by the way, but you say that this, the Explorer program is included?
It is included, yes.
Okay.
It's just up to the committee. Is this something you guys want to do? It is all tribally funded. Nick, is this something we'd be doing every year? Is this a one-time program?
This is will be an annual thing, except the funding will decrease. Actively seeking other grants as well to help in this. Our team has gone out to start fundraisers as well, and so they've covered a lot of the early expense in it as far as getting our charter number, paying for the insurance, getting membership applications processed and through.
Okay, I think I can hear him a little bit. So it sounds like that it's going to be continuing and it's going to increase in the future. Oh, decrease in the future, and is seeking federal funding. Congresswoman Shaw? I'm sorry, Congresswoman Stabler, I apologize.
I just wanted to ask Nick, or maybe if Congresswoman Bighorse knows, how many students would this include the first year? How many are they funding for?
Nick, do you know what your target is?
Right now, we have 12 members signed up, and as many students as we can start getting. We've visited with Creek Nation, who has this program already within their tribal nation. I've seen the BIA getting ready to start one down in Kiowa country. And there is several competitions throughout the year where these kids can go and demonstrate their skills, such as I don't want to say marching band, but you know, I'm trying to can't think of the term to use for that right now.
Okay. Any other questions? Committee? Second Speaker Shaw.
Thank you. This isn't really a question. I mean, it sounds like a great program. The question for me is, can we afford it? Where does it fall within all of these changes that we're trying to make the numbers work? So then my brain says, well, does it make sense to wait until we do find funding from grants? But I think it sounds like a great program. I would support it if the committee wants to send it out. It does sound like, you know, a good amount of money to spend on the program, but I understand they're just trying to get it started, and we'll grow into something bigger. But, you know, I guess I just wanted to hear from the rest of the committee too. Are you in support of it?
Congresswoman Redcorn, then Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would be in support of it regardless, because but hearing budget-wise, if it's something that's already being considered in our overall balance, even after we make these large moves and adjustments that you've listed below, Jordan, if it's still considered, and even if it wasn't and it was something that we still added on top of it, I think it's a small financial investment to make a large investment in our youth. So I think even if it wasn't considered in the 7.8 million in the funds remaining, I would still be in support of it coming out of the top of that. So for me, I think regardless, I would move it out because I would vote yes for it, whether it was ahead of the 7.8 remaining or out on top of.
Okay, Congresswoman Stabler, then Speaker.
Thank you, Chair. I must not have been in committee the day that it was discussed because I can't recall the details of it. So I'm in support of it. This program's been around for a long time, and it's be something worthwhile. But I, too, am just thinking about some of the numbers. But then I start thinking about who's going to manage this program. Is that you, Nick, or the officers? Is it going to be done, is this something that's done during school hours or after school?
Mr. Secretary?
The managing portion would be up to the advisors on the advisory board, and that consists from different representatives from different programs. And like I said, it's not exclusive just to law enforcement. General public, if you feel like you would like to be an advisor, feel free to come visit and we can get it started.
Chair, if I might, that leads to another budget, then would we need an advisory budget? That's all. I mean, somebody can answer that.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
May I address that, sir? No, there wouldn't be a budget for an advisory board.
How about, volunteers? I'm assuming that's okay with Nick.
Hold on, Casey. We got some technical issues, so just give me 1 second. Okay, Casey, say your question again.
I was just listening. I was just assuming, I'm making the assumption that volunteer advisors would be okay. And what would that vetting process be?
And what would that vetting
process be? Nick, were you able to hear Casey's question?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it would strictly be volunteer, and that's what I was addressing, is there would be no need for a budget for advisory board. It is based on their time and the time they want to donate to give to the children. Like I said, it's not exclusive to law enforcement. Any and all can volunteer to be an advisor if they choose to help with our youth. There is a vetting process. So like I said, they're subject to background, and then they have to test online like a Boy Scout would, or a person of the Boy Scouts. They'd have to take that test. And it's like a 2-hour course, and then they test afterwards.
And I'm sure it's highly regulated as far as policy and procedure also, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Speaker.
Sorry. So because it's included in that larger number of we don't know where we're going to be, I'm a proponent of postponing this to the call of the chair until we get through other items like the AG's office, Office of the Chiefs, the operating budget for the executive branch before moving this out.
Okay, we have a motion to postpone.
That's my motion. Motion to postpone. Sorry. ONCA 23107 to the call of the chair.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, we're going to postpone ONCA 23-107, and then if the committee would let me, I'd like to move down to a non-tribal, which is 23-104 and ONCA 23-104 is an act to amend ONCA 22-94 to provide an appropriation modification and supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $533,410 of non-tribal funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. And I am the speaker. This is non-tribal that was to address supplemental or mods on FY23 to child care development, child care quality, and the CSBG and Family Prez grants, and the National Park Service Historic Prez. So these are non-tribal. If anybody has any questions, we can discuss. If not, I feel like we could move these out to FY23 non-tribal.
Chair, motion to report ONCA 23-104 to Congress with a due pass.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, thank you, committee. So at this time, I'll entertain a motion to recess until 2:20, and then we'll come back and go through our tribal bill.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say yes to a recess.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, we'll come back at 2:20.
Hey, Jordan, I have a question. Oh, yeah.